Last year, a man was sleeping in his bed when the ground opened up and swallowed him and his bed, and he was never seen again. Now, the man lived in Florida, where sinkholes are relatively common. But in February of this year, more than 10 were reported in the UK. And frightening pictures there were, Richard, weren't there?
There were many pictures. I remember, I think there was one lady woke up one morning, opened her window, and her car had disappeared. And there was a huge hole outside her house.
Horrible.
Awful.
Yes. And then there was the man who he came home after being out with his wife, and he couldn't open the back door. It seemed a bit strange. And he looked up and he saw a crack. And as he was looking, the crack got bigger and bigger, and the house was just falling apart in front of him. Very frightening.
Awful.
So how are sinkholes actually caused then, Richard?
I think they're mainly in limestone areas for a start. And limestone gets dissolved by water. So the water goes through the ground and forms a big hole underground. And then, when there's a weight on top of the soil collapses, and then all of a sudden there's a huge hole in the ground.
Why does the water make the hole in the ground?
Because the water is acidic and it dissolves the limestone, the rock.
So you're talking about rainwater here?
Yes.
And this can take a long time?
It can take thousands of years. Because we know lots of places have caves, don't they, underground, and they're perfectly safe. It's just that when they form quite close to the surface of the ground, that's when there's a danger.
But the holes themselves can also be man-made, can't they?
Yes, actually, one huge sinkhole occurred recently in China. An entire building complex collapsed. And that was because, well, it may have been because of the construction of an underground metro line nearby.
Okay, so you've got this big hole, and you're saying that after a while, the soil collapses into the hole, right?
Yeah, well, the hole's underground. You can't see it.
Right.
And then what happened in England, the holes were there. All this rain they've been having got soaked up by the soil. And, of course, it made it very, very, very heavy. The weight of that soil crashed through these holes. And that's what formed the sinkhole.
So, basically, you need the hole and you need a lot of water then.
Yes.
Why is it then that when you see all those horrible pictures of the sinkholes in the UK, they're often by people's homes, whereas that man in Florida, it was his house that went down the hole. Why is that?
That's interesting, because the water runs off the roof of the house in Britain, and so that water goes down into the garden, for instance. So it's that soil that's very heavy and sodden with water, not the actual soil underneath the house.
Well, I don't know why, for me, there is something just horrific about falling down one of these sinkholes. And I think I'm a little bit concerned because we live in a fairly chalky, limestone-y area, don't we?
Yes, there's lots of caves around here, that's for sure.
And it rains a lot.
What a horrible way to go. That man in Florida, he just disappeared forever.